Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, the transformation of our mind, that's a work of God in us, that our mind would be transformed. St. Paul, speaking to each one of us in his letters to the Romans, this is a little excerpt today, was from chapter 12 of Paul's letter to the Romans. "I urge you, by the mercy of God," just imagine Paul speaking these words to you. Maybe even imagine Jesus speaking these words to you, because it is the word of God. "I urge you by the mercy of God to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed. Be remade, be changed by the renewal of your mind, that you would have the mind of Christ, that you would see the world through the lens of Jesus Christ, that your way of thinking would be transformed, and then you can discern, that is, see clearly, discern, to understand. Then you will discern what is the will of God, what is good in God's sight, what is pleasing in God's sight, what is perfect in God's sight. I urge you to be transformed. Paul's words to us tonight. A few years ago, I had a young man come to see me. He had been married about 2 years, and I was the one that married him. And so I knew him pretty well and went through the marriage preparation process with him. And one of the things that I tell young people when they're getting married is that marriage is difficult. There's a reason lots of people get divorced. It's not because it's all easy. It's because it's very challenging in a lot of ways. I don't have to live that to know that. I see it. And so I say to young people, and he came to me 2 years after he had been married, and he said, "Father Mike, it's harder than I thought it would be. A lot harder. I don't know what I'm going to do. He was thinking about leaving. We talked. I encouraged him to be the best man that he could be, to pray, to seek intimacy with his wife, spiritual intimacy, intellectual intimacy, true physical intimacy, to speak with her, to be patient with her. I could have said to him, maybe I should have said to him, I urge you, my brother, by the mercy of God, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may know what is the will of God, what is good in God's sight, what is pleasing to God. This passage, again, from Romans chapter 12, is one of my favorites. It's a favorite of mine because I've seen the truth of it in my own life experience. I have seen how the transformation of a person's mind can give them a different vision of what is good and what is pleasing to themselves and to God. In my own life, I've seen a transformation based on a renewal of my mind in God's Holy Spirit. I have experienced that. And so when I read this passage, and I think also about the reality that as a priest, one of the things I'm in a very real way called to do is offer my life as a sacrifice for the people of God in union with Christ. And so when I read those words, make of yourselves a living sacrifice, resonates with me, and I see the beauty of them, and I see the challenge of them. I see the goodness of them. I want to remind you of last week for a minute. Remember last Sunday? Last Sunday, Peter was the rock. Remember that? Jesus asked the question. Peter got the right answer. Jesus said, "You are the rock. You are the man. Not flesh and blood, but my Father has given you this wisdom. I'm going to put you in charge." You can just imagine Peter puffing up his chest, looking at the other apostles. He say, "You hear that? That's me. I'm the rock. I'm the man." That was last week. Now, if you read the gospel all together, you know what happened right after that. And that's what we read this week. Last week, Peter had the mind of God. This week, Peter goes back to having the mind of Simon. Jesus had a mission. And what was his mission? To go to Jerusalem and offer his body as a living sacrifice for the salvation of the world. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, that he must suffer greatly, that he must be rejected and killed. And then Peter took him inside and said, "Not on my watch. You just put me in charge. I'm not going to let that happen." Then Jesus took him aside and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking as God thinks, but you are thinking as human beings think. You have put aside the mind of God, and you have put your human thinking back on. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but if you lose your life for my sake, then you will find what it means to truly live. Make of yourselves a sacrifice, it seems to me," Jesus is saying. And Peter's saying, essentially, take the easy way out. Peter's saying, "No, that sacrifice, that sounds too hard. It's too much." Peter was discouraging Jesus from his mission, telling him to lay down his cross and look for another way. Peter was filled with good intentions, but full of human thinking and human weakness and human selfishness and human stupidity. And he tried to talk Jesus out of the greatest act that's ever been done. His laying down his life for your sin and your mine. And Jesus reacted fiercely, and he applied to Peter the name of the foulest creature, thrusting him out of his sight, saying, "Get behind me," and called him Satan, an obstacle, a stumbling block. Make of yourselves a living sacrifice. I know that doesn't sound very attractive, but I want you to think about it in these terms, in the prayer of St. Francis. The prayer of St. Francis, many of you are familiar with the prayer of St. Francis, and there's a line in the prayer of St. Francis that says, "It is in giving that we receive," right? Jesus himself says, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." To give sacrificially is to make something sacred. You hear the word sacred in sacrifice? They're two very closely related words, sacred and sacrifice. You hear the word sanctify in sacrifice. So when we give of ourselves, we make holy. Whatever it is that is given in sacrifice is transformed and made holy. And when we are baptized into the life of Jesus, right? And what did Jesus do with his body? He made it a living sacrifice. And he's inviting us to the same thing. Now, again, if I said to you, you can just imagine me talking to you one-on-one, and I said to you, "Here, this is my idea for you. I want you to make your life a living sacrifice." Be like, "Hold on, it doesn't sound fun. I'd rather go fishing, you know? It doesn't sound attractive, does it?" We live in an America today, a beautiful country, a great country, but there is a spirit of division. There is a spirit of division trying to divide us, trying to create conflict and then report on it. It's as if there is an evil spirit prowling about the world. But you know, many Americans, I would even hope most Americans, still retain an attraction to honor, to charity, to faith, even to sacrifice. These virtues call us to rise to action and heroism. And we are witnessing these things in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, aren't we? Aren't we witnessing people sacrifice? Aren't we witnessing people risk their lives, give of themselves and their time for others? And how does that make you feel? Doesn't that lift you up? Doesn't that reassure you? Doesn't that give you hope to see those things? This spirit of heroism, this spirit of sacrifice, is contrary to the intemperate selfishness that is promoted on television and movies and politics so often, in a me-first culture that seeks comfort and pleasure above all. But where does this willingness to sacrifice come from? It doesn't come from the media. It doesn't come from Hollywood. It doesn't come from a lot of college campuses. It doesn't come from pop culture. And if we look at the life of Peter, it didn't come when he had his natural thinking on, did it? When he heard, "I'm going to sacrifice myself," Peter's first reaction was, "No way." Kind of like maybe us, if we heard somebody say, "I want you to make of your body a living sacrifice," all we can think of is being burned at the stake, maybe. But that's not it. It's giving ourselves, emptying ourselves, that God will fill us. The true spirit of sacrifice that marks our great country at times is undoubtedly traced to the profound influence of our Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, going to Jerusalem to give his life, No other historical event has marked the hearts and the minds and the souls of our nation like the death of Jesus, who taught us there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. This sacrificial element of our nation and of every soul is profoundly marked by Christianity. It is refreshing to see it. It is even more refreshing to live it. Each act of sacrifice inspires and causes admiration of others. And we know that. And that's what Paul is calling us to live and to know. How do you approach your life? How do you approach the call to sacrifice? Jesus was not going to be talked out of his mission by Peter. Peter was wrong. Peter did not understand the cross. He did not understand the mission of Jesus. He did not get it. Do you get it? We are supposed to pick up our crosses and follow Christ. Embrace a life of sacrifice, even when it's not cool. Even when it's not on TV. Even when it's not being reported. Even when nobody will know. Even if people don't understand, a way of life. Hear these words. Hear these sacred and holy words. I urge you, my brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourself to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good in God's sight, what is pleasing to God, what is perfect. I urge you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for a transformation of your mind.